Okay, good evening, everyone. We are in the middle of learning the halachos of Hadlakas Neiros. Tonight is the 10th shiur on Hadlakas Neiros. The last shiur we had was on Monday night. We did not have on Matzah Yantif or Matzah Shabbos. What we're going to discuss tonight is the time for Hadlakas Neiros. We all know that in America, the most commonly observed time for Hadlakas Neiros is 18 minutes before Shkia, 18 minutes before sunset, meaning we'll call Shkia sunset. And 18 minutes before that is when we light the candles. The custom in Yerushalayim, those of you who are familiar, is 40 minutes before Shkia, 40 minutes before sunset. But in America, the custom is to have 18 minutes. If a person is delayed, for whatever reason, they're busy before Shabbos and they're delayed, so technically a person could theoretically light up all the way up until sunset, up until Shkia. However, really, a person should not do that. We do not want to take a chance and get too close to Shkia, because it's hard to know exactly when the Shkia is, when exactly the sunset is. Even the naval observatory charts can be 2 minutes off. Even those, it depends on where they were situated, when they took, when they were able to test when the sunset will be. So the best is, if a person misses the time of 18 minutes before Shkia, the best is to light 17 minutes before Shkia. If they miss that, then 16 minutes before Shkia, 15 minutes, but not to get too close to Shkia. Even for a man in the house, a man should not do malacha all the way up until sunset, even if they're not makabel Shabbos with their wife, but they shouldn't do malacha all the way up until the sunset, because a person doesn't want to take too risky of a chance to do malacha too close to sunset. The earliest time to light is what we call Plag HaMincha. And without getting into all the details of what that means, but basically it is 1 1/4 hours before sunset. A person cannot light before Plag HaMincha. They cannot light more than 1 1/4 hours before sunset. And when we say 1 1/4 hours, that means Shoh Zmanios. It doesn't mean an hour 60 minutes necessarily, but they take the daylight hours and divide by 12, and then each one of those sections is an hour. In the summer, an hour could be as long as 75, 80 minutes. But a person cannot light before Plag HaMincha. So you need to check on a calendar what time, or a shul schedule, what time is Plag. And when you make early Shabbos, you need to be careful not to light the candles before Plag HaMincha. There is another mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. Some say that is a mitzvah midairaisa of Tosefes Shabbos, which means that a person needs to accept Shabbos early, an expression you may be familiar with, Mosef Michol al HaKodesh. Now, that means that you should accept Shabbos before Shkia. Don't wait all the way up until Shkia, up until sunset, when automatically Shabbos begins. Rather, you should accept Shabbos upon yourselves earlier than that. Now, if you light candles 18 minutes before Shkia, then of course you fulfilled that mitzvah. Definitely you did. You accepted Shabbos upon yourself 18 minutes before Shkia. For men, it's a little bit harder to remember. They go to shul, then they daven mincha. It's hard. They have to remember to accept Shabbos upon themselves before sunset itself, because they want to get the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. There are different opinions of how many minutes exactly are needed to be accepted. Some say 12, 5 minutes, 4 minutes. Rav Moshe Feinstein says 2 minutes, but it's better to accept earlier if possible. There's a machlokas actually if a woman is obligated in this mitzvah. Perhaps she's chayiv because this is part of the positive commandments of Shabbos. Or perhaps she is not obligated, because maybe it's considered a time-bound mitzvah and they're not obligated in it. Definitely, it's a nice mitzvah for you to try to do, for the women to try to do. So now, in summary, we have said 2 reasons why a person should not light candles so close to Shkia. First of all, because we don't know exactly what time the sunset is, and you may, God forbid, chas v'shalom, be doing malacha on Shabbos once the sunset has come, if you get too close to the sunset. And number 2 is to fulfill the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, of adding on to the Shabbos. It's better to add to light earlier, as early as possible before Shkia, if possible, to get that mitzvah of adding on to Shabbos. If somebody makes early Shabbos, then for sure they get that mitzvah of adding on to Shabbos. And we said that a person should not light the candles before what we call plag hamincha. If sunset has already come and you have not lit the candles, then for sure you should not go ahead and light the candles. Definitely not. The halacha is actually that you can ask a goy to light for you during Bein HaShemashos. We paskin that you do not make a bracha on such lighting when the goy lights for you, if you have access to a goy, but you want to have the candles. There's a machlokas, whether this is a knas, a penalty that we discussed in such a situation. But that's the halachos of Amir La'akum, which are very complicated, not for now. But a person can ask a goy to light for them during Bein HaShemashos, which Rav Moshe Feinstein says in this situation it means up until 40 minutes after sunset. Pretty incredible. You miss the sunset, it comes, and you didn't light yet. You can ask a goy for another 40 minutes to light the candles for you, but you do not make a bracha. Yesterday, we leaned Parshas Nosai. And the Parshas Nosai is unique that is the biggest parsha, the biggest sedra in the Torah, and it has 176 psukim. Similarly, the biggest kapitel in Tehillim is Kuf Yates, which also has 176 psukim, and the biggest mesechta in Shas, as far as blat are concerned, on pages, is mesechta's Bava Basra, which is also 176 blat Gemara. And I once asked my mashkiach, is there something significant about this, that Parshas Nosai, Kuf Yates and Tehillim, Bava Basra are 176? What's special about the number 176? And he said, definitely there is something special about it and something unique, but he just doesn't know. And subsequently, I heard a very nice pshat that there are 22 letters in the Aleph Beis, and 8 times 22 is 176. In Tehillim Kuf Yates, that's not a coincidence, that's exactly what it is. It's each letter of the Aleph Beis, 8 psukim of each. The number 8 is a very special number in Yiddishkeit. It's Lamala Min HaTeva, the number 8 that we discussed by Bris Milah, by Chanukah, by Tzitzis, the number 8 is always considered above nature. And the Torah is considered, the Torah that is made up of the Aleph Beis, is beyond nature. That's what Tehillim Kuf Yates discusses, is all about Torah. Torah Hashem Tamim Mashiavas Nafesh, many psukim about the Torah. So 8 Lamala Midera HaTeva times 22, the 22 letters in the Aleph Beis, which makes up the Torah, teaches us that is the apex, the climax of the parshas in the Torah, Parshas Nosai, the biggest parsha, the biggest kapitel tilim, the biggest mesecht in Shas, is to teach us that the Torah can make us reach higher lamala miderech hateva, beyond the call of nature. Parshas Nosai is always the Shabbos after Shavuos. On Shavuos, we accepted the Torah. So that is the connection between the Torah and 176, that the Torah, which is lamala miderech hateva, which is above, beyond the call of nature, we can use the Torah and its 22 letters that make up the Torah to reach great, great heights. Okay, everybody should have a good night.